advocate for safety planning.
Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be sunny, we're told. We'll have a high near 20 degrees. Around the area, we look to Kenosha, where we start things out this morning. It is a balmy 12 degrees, 11 in Burlington, Milwaukee 13, and in Racine, it is 12 degrees. Well, if you were feeling a little bit under the weather today to start things out, then you can understand what Sonny the Groundhog at the Racine Zoo is going through, and which explains why zoo officials canceled this morning's scheduled Groundhog's Day ceremony. Last year, Sonny predicted in early spring, and while many were hoping for a repeat prognostication, it's going to have to come from one of the other furry forecasters. While two-year-old Sonny stays inside to regain her strength, the Racine Zoo, meanwhile, says you can get onto the grounds today for just a buck. The gates open from 9:30 this morning till 4:30 this afternoon. Fire Tuesday night extensively damaged a detached garage in the 4300 block of Sheridan Road in Kenosha. The 911 call was made at about a quarter after 6. First arriving city fire units reported the garage to be fully involved. Eventually, power lines were affected by the flames, dense smoke filling that immediate neighborhood, and more information is not yet available. Racine's Police Department announcing the implementation of what's being called the Lethality Assessment Program. This is to further protect the victims of domestic violence. We get more from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
LAP, for short, will be used at the scene of domestic violence-related calls to identify victims in potentially lethal situations and follow established criteria to place them in immediate and direct contact with a Domestic Violence Service Program hotline advocate. Officers will ask victims a series of specific questions to determine if they are at high risk of injury or great bodily harm. When an officer administers the lethality screening and it registers a high danger rating, the officer will put the victim in touch with an advocate for safety planning purposes. The hotline number to reach an advocate is 262-633-3233. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A file clerk at the Racine Correctional Institution is facing charges for allegedly having sexual contact with an inmate and bringing him contraband. Court documents have 52-year-old Lorelei Schultz allegedly admitting that she had developed a friendship with one of the inmates at the prison, and over the past 6 months had brought him a cell phone, cans of chewing tobacco, and a sewing kit. She also allegedly admitted to the Sheriff's Department's investigators that she had sexual contact with that inmate about 3 weeks prior to the interview. Schultz has been charged with second-degree sexual assault by a correctional staffer and delivering illegal articles to an inmate, charges that carry a maximum penalty of more than 43 years in prison. She's going to be back in court later this month. Caledonia police looking for a woman who walked out of the Walgreens on Douglas Avenue Tuesday with 4 boxes of Crest White Strips. They're worth about $40 apiece. After taking the boxes, she quickly left the business and got into a black SUV with temporary plates. Incidents with similar suspects have been reported in the Appleton and Green Bay areas. Surveillance video of this woman has been posted on the Caledonia Police Department's Facebook page. The Racine County Metro Drug Unit's operation this year has been expanded from 3 agents to 7, 2 additional Sheriff's Department members and a Caledonia police officer. But there is a greater need for buy money in undercover operations. Going before the county's Finance and Human Resources Committee, Captain Thomas Lamke made the request for $30,000 out of contingency to go with the $26,000 in grant money yet to be received, noting that more agents, more activity, and greater need, all anticipated.
A large portion of what they do is investigations involving controlled buys of controlled substances and work with confidential informants. The funding for that buy money typically comes from our CDOG, which is the Southeast Area Drug Operations Group, as well as HIDA funds. The increase in the staffing did not come with a commensurate increase in any of the funding for this.
When asked if asset forfeiture money was going into this, Captain Lamke noted that the federal program has undergone some major changes, and the state mechanism, well, it has its own complexities.
As to how that functions bureaucratically, they've backed off the assistance on that, and what 10 years ago would have been adopted, because that's the nomenclature for it, that the federal government would adopt our case and take civil action against the money, the vehicles, the property, whatever it was that was seized as a result of the investigation. They're just not doing that anymore.
The finance panel did give unanimous support to the requested funding addition out of contingency, sending it to the full county board for expected approval. And just ahead of a big fundraising effort tomorrow night by the Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking, the non-government organization Polaris, that works to combat and prevent modern-day slavery and human trafficking, is out with state-by-state data showing a significant jump in the number of cases nationwide, including a total of 63 in Wisconsin last year. It broke down to 53 cases of sex trafficking, 8 cases of labor trafficking. The year before, 50 human trafficking cases had been reported. Since 2007, the national hotlines received reports of 268 cases of human trafficking in Wisconsin, out of more than 1,200 calls with 429 victims. The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking fundraiser is at the Masonic Temple on Main Street tomorrow night, 5:30 till 9:30. There's more information online at racinecoalition.org. A summertime rollout's anticipated for the new City of Racine solid waste cart collection system, while other public works components to the pickup operation are also moving forward, including a contractor on 14 dual refuse cart tipper systems for the existing truck.
Again, these are to retrofit our existing refuse trucks, both recycling that. Again, you have two tippers on the back, so on a one-way street, you can cover either side. Or if one happens to break down, you still have one that doesn't take it out of service. Better way to go with it.
Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag telling the Public Works Committee that Bruce Municipal had the lowest bid at just under $90,000. Tipper system on the older trucks also ties into the use of the new pickup vehicles that are coming for the cart system. Solid Waste Supervisor Bill Fulstrom noting that, with Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining the goal is to get the new pickup system and everything with it moving after the 4th of July, but at the latest by Labor Day. Bulky waste items and solid waste materials that do not fit into carts, take note, will not be picked up by the trucks. Once the new program gets going, that'll be the same with the recycling. The principal at Wilmot Union High School in Kenosha County is John LaFleur. He told students on Wednesday they would not be able to use their personal electronic devices in school to access the internet as of next Monday. And within 30 minutes of his announcement, an online petition had started opposing the ban. Kenosha News says by dinner time Wednesday, it had more than 200 supporters. The petitioners are claiming there are not enough computers available for the students to use during the day to complete their work in school. That's why they need their personal devices to access the internet. Local veterans who use the services of Veterans Administration Medical Centers are being invited to enter the National Creative Arts Competition. It showcases the talents of the nation's veterans, helping them to heal as well. Gary Kunick is Public Affairs Director for the VA Medical Center in Milwaukee. Says many of the veterans who have participated in this competition have used it to help overcome post-traumatic stress and other combat-related issues.
We find that the art and music is part of their therapy, whereas some people who might be uncomfortable talking about their thoughts and feelings to people, they can share their thoughts and feelings through their artwork. So you see some really strong visual art from a lot of people, especially dealing with post-traumatic stress, particularly from our Vietnam era veterans.
First place winners in local competitions are entered into the national competition for a chance to participate in the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival in October. There are 51 categories in the visual arts. They range from oil painting to photography to leatherwork and more. More than 100 categories in the performing arts pertaining to all aspects of music, dance, drama, poetry, creative writing. Veterans who get services at the Union Grove Outpatient Clinic, the VA Center in Milwaukee, and the VA Center in Northern Illinois, you can all get information on the local competitions at those facilities. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.